Do you ever feel anxious about something that hasn't happened yet? Even though nothing frightening is happening in the moment, do you ever look into the future with a sense of dread? This common type of anxiety is known as anticipatory anxiety. Anxiety like this often shows up a few weeks before a feared event, such as traveling, going to a doctor's appointment, or fulfilling an important work or family obligation. What about you? As you look into the future, what do you fear? Maybe you've anxiety about an upcoming family holiday. As you buy your tickets, you dread the thought of flying. As you pack your bags, you fear leaving your home, the only place that feels familiar and safe. In the days before you leave, your mind constantly bombards you with thoughts of how the trip will go and how anxious you will be while you're gone. Maybe you experience anxiety when you think about an upcoming medical appointment or dental procedure. You hate going to the doctor, and fearful thoughts about the appointment fill your mind for days in advance. Any future event that you are obligated to attend has a high potential to cause anticipatory anxiety. The event could be due to work, family, or other obligations. No matter the reason, you know you have to face an unpleasant situation. Anxiety builds as you realize there is no way out. One of the first steps to overcoming anticipatory anxiety is to realize that your anxiety is tricking you. Your anxiety is making you feel like you are in danger right in the present, even though you're completely safe. What's more, anxiety wants you to overestimate how bad the future situation will actually be. Many of the things you fear won't come into being, and even when your fears do happen, most of the time your resulting anxiety won't be anywhere as bad as you think. People almost always report that anticipatory anxiety leading up to the event was the worst part, not the event itself. So let me repeat that again, it's really important. The anticipatory anxiety is almost always the hardest part to deal with, not the event itself. The way to overcome anticipatory anxiety is to face the things you fear. When you do, you will realize your fears have been over-exaggerated. The more you face your fears, the more confident you will become, until eventually you will leave your anxiety behind. To get started on this process of facing your fears, you will need some effective tools. The most important tool you need is the DARE response. The DARE response consists of four different steps: diffuse, allow, run towards, and engage. Each of these steps will help you to respond to your anxiety in new ways, giving you courage to successfully face the things that make you anxious. As you move forward, think about a specific event in your future that causes you anxiety. Keep this same event in mind as you go through this 7-day challenge. Do you have one in mind? Once you have chosen a specific feared event, ask yourself an important question. Why is it important for me to face this fear? Before moving on to learn the DARE response, take some time to identify your why. Your why is the reason recovery is important in the first place. Your why will vary depending on your personal situation. Maybe you want to overcome anxiety so you can enjoy time with your family on holiday. Maybe overcoming anticipatory anxiety is important to your future career. Perhaps overcoming this anxiety is necessary to your health or essential to maintaining important relationships. Identify your why and use it to motivate you forward. Over the coming week, you will learn how to use the DARE response to recover from your anxiety. And yes, recovery is possible. Recovery also takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of effort, and there may be times when you'll feel like giving up. If this happens, remember why you are doing this. You are doing this to gain back control. You are doing this to live your life again. If you work hard and don't give up, one day very soon, you will find the freedom you desire.